Hello, welcome to Your Daily Grace by Timothy Wilder. Foundations, Episode 93, Fruit of the Spirit. Love as the root, the source of all fruit. When Paul begins his list of the fruit of the Spirit with love, he is not simply naming the first virtue in a series. He is naming the root from which all the other fruit grows, he writes. But the fruit of the Spirit is love. Galatians 5:22. Everything that follows, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control flows from love. Love is the soil of the Spirit-produced life. It is the foundation of Christian character. Without love, the rest of the fruit cannot flourish. I've learned this personally. Whenever I try to grow in patience or kindness without first being rooted in love, my efforts feel thin and fragile. They don't last, they crack under pressure. But when the Spirit deepens love in my heart, love for God, love for people, love flowing from His, love for me, the other fruit begins to grow almost without me noticing. Love is not just one fruit among many. It is the life that nourishes them all. Paul makes this clear in one of the most familiar passages in Scripture. He writes, "If I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I am a noisy gong. If I have prophetic powers, but have not love, I am nothing." Love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. 1 Corinthians 13, 1-7. Every quality Paul describes, patience, kindness, humility, endurance, mirrors the fruit of the Spirit. They are expressions of love. They grow out of love. They cannot exist apart from love. Jesus reinforces this when he says, "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, just as I have loved you. By this all people will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." John 13:34 and 35. Love is the distinguishing mark of a Spirit-led life. It is the evidence of Christ's presence. It is the fruit that reveals the root. When love is present, the world sees Jesus. When love is absent, the rest of the fruit loses its meaning. John echoes this truth with unmistakable clarity. "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God. In this is love, not that we have loved God, but that He loved us. If God so loved us, we also ought to love one another." 1 John 4:7 through 12. Love is not something we generate. It is something we receive. It flows from God's heart into ours and then outward to others. The Spirit produces love by revealing the love of God to us, deeply, personally, consistently. As that love takes root, the other fruit grows naturally. This is why love must be the starting point. Joy without love becomes shallow. Peace without love becomes indifference. Patience without love becomes tolerance. Kindness without love becomes politeness. Goodness without love becomes moralism. Faithfulness without love becomes rigidity. Gentleness without love becomes weakness. Self-control without love becomes self-reliance. Love is what gives the fruit its life, its depth, its authenticity. Whenever I sense the fruit of the Spirit lacking in my life, I've learned not to focus on the fruit itself. I focus on love, on receiving it, remembering it, resting in it, because when love deepens, the fruit grows. When love fades, the fruit withers. Love is the root. Love is the source. Love is the life of the Spirit flowing through us. Thanks for listening. If you are being fed and/or uplifted by these messages, we encourage you to like, comment, share, and subscribe. These things help us spread the message of grace.